Kansas City's newest school superintendent, Mark Bedell, is making his first visit to his district today. He just had a meeting at the Paseo Academy of Fine and Performing Arts. He's signing his new contract in a ceremony today, and now he's here at KCUR as he makes a round. Expectations are high, as they always are for new superintendents, and the challenges are great, and they include regaining full accreditation for this district. Mark Bedell is leaving a job as assistant superintendent of high schools in Baltimore County, Maryland, and welcome. Congratulations. So nice to have you here. You just walked in the door. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you, and it's an honor to be here.
Sam Zeff, KCUR's education reporter, is also with me here in the studio, and you're on a whirlwind first day, Mark. What do you have on tap?
Well, initially, the day was designed to come in and conduct the press conference, spend some time with some students, visit several schools, and then ultimately have some networking opportunities to get to know the board of directors better and the cabinet members, the individuals that will help to lead the work that we have ahead of us.
Is your head spinning, or are you grounded here? How are you feeling?
It is. It's spinning. It's exciting. Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. And as I've just stated in the press conference, we have a lot of work to do. No urban school system is an easy, it's just not an easy job. And yeah, there's a lot of issues and a lot of things that our kids bring to us that we have to be conscious of, we have to be mindful of, and we have to realize that those variables that in terms of things that happen outside of the schoolhouse, they do have an impact on students being successful from an academic standpoint.
I was going to say, you spoke today at your news conference, as I understand it, Mark, about exactly that, those needs outside of the classroom. What do you have in mind? What's the Mark Bedell formula here for that kind of issue that so many students face?
My formula is to do what I've done throughout since I've been in education, 1999, starting as a substitute teacher and working my way from being an elementary teacher all the way up to being an assistant superintendent. Was one, I have to get out and I have to really provide a sense of hope for our students. I bring a unique background to this position. Part of what we have to do generally when we go through superintendent preparation is you have to share a leadership story. And my leadership story is one that I've been able to share with students around the country. I recently had an opportunity to present at the Southwest by Southwest Education Conference in Austin as a part of President Obama's initiative on My Brother's Keepers initiative. They wanted me to share my life story. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that tends to connect with kids in a way that traditionally we haven't been able to connect with students. And what I found in my body of work is that I try to tell kids that we can't use our situations in terms of the things that we're dealing with at home as an excuse. Mm-hmm. And I also think that that also can be said for the adults who will say, well, the kids, they have to deal with this, they have to deal with that. We have to have high expectations regardless. And the reason why I made it was because there were some good teachers who told me that I can do more than I ever thought I could do. So for me, it's more around building that relationship, learning how to talk with kids, learning how to embrace the realities of what they bring into class.
Yeah.
And the only way we're going to be able to do that is we have to get out there. We have to live it, almost experience what these kids are living through to really have a true understanding.
Mark Bedell, Kansas City's new school superintendent, is my guest. Sam Zeff, KCUR's education reporter, sitting right here. Sam.
Dr. Bedell, you know, your personal story is clearly compelling. The only one of your siblings to have ever graduated from high school. Now you have a doctorate and you're leading a major school district in the United States. You talked a lot about, and I want to continue this part of the conversation, about the emotional and social needs of these kids. That seems to be the most intractable problem that there is in education, but it also requires a marshaling of resources, not just within the school district. You need the Missouri General Assembly. You need other local elected officials, Chamber of Commerce, other business leaders. That's going to be an incredibly heavy lift. Do you not agree?
I do agree. It will be. But in order for us to change the outlook and to change the educational landscape, it is a necessity. I mean, that's part of what I said earlier about it's going to be hard work. We used to have this village mentality. I could remember back in the late 70s as an elementary student, and I got in trouble. Now, when I came home, that neighbor down the street knew about it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to hear it from the neighbor. But then when I got home, I had to hear it from my grandmother. And so we've kind of removed away from that where it's like, you know, it's we're not taking full ownership of just the village mentality of supporting our kids. And we kind of turn the other way when we see kids doing wrong or when we see that kids are struggling because it's not my problem. But in essence, even with people in this city who don't have kids, everything that we tend to want to turn away from and ignore, it has a direct impact on everything that happens in this city, whether it's property, yeah, whether it's the crime, whether you have a high percentage of students who are homeless, because we all aren't coming together to intervene earlier. So, yeah, it's going to be a heavy lift, but we have a staff that's ready and motivated to do this work. And I think we just have to put a platform, and we need to put a schematic in place, a blueprint for how that's going to be done.
You know, Mark, one issue that you addressed this morning is this idea of whether you're going to stick around or not. So many of your predecessors here came in indicating they'd be here for the long haul, and then, of course, they were not. What's your commitment here to Kansas City? How long are you going to be here?
My commitment is the fact that my students are going to attend this school system. My three kids.
Yeah.
My understanding is this is the first time since 2006 that a superintendent is enrolling his or her kids into the school system.
You know which school you're going to enroll them in yet?
I don't yet at this point. I have two kids that are pretty high performers. They have a lot of support.
Mm-hmm.
My two oldest kids, my son is gifted and talented. My daughter was recently accepted into an IB school, IB magnet school in Maryland. And then I have a kid that's going to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, my wife and I are kind of reviewing and looking at what the schools have to offer. We want our kids to be in the best environment where they can thrive and they can be pushed, whether it's with teachers, whether it's a particular school, whether it's a particular program within the school. It needs to meet the needs of their interests. And so I talk a lot about customization and wanting our schools to be able to customize what we offer and to meet the needs of our kids, to meet them where they are, and to be able to add value. So when you ask me about commitment, my two kids need to, at minimum, graduate from this school system. That's 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my goal, and my wife would tell you, she's not interested in us being considered a military family. She wants stability. She's made that very clear.
Yeah.
And so if I'm performing and doing well and I'm still wanted, my services are still wanted here, then my goal is to be here. I don't want to move again.
You know, one of your in your prior position, you did a lot of work when it came to one-on-one mentoring. You did that in Baltimore County. Describe that to us. What do you have in mind there? Because you've said you want to continue that here in Kansas City.
So what? One of the things, sometimes things tend to get distorted information. What I shared was that this was something that I did in Houston. Absolutely, we put one-on-one in place.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we rolled out a mentoring program. We looked at the bottom 50th percentile of kids, the kids who needed the support the most, because, for instance, my three kids don't need mentoring. They have a mother and father at home. We have the ability to provide the social and emotional supports that they need. We have the ability, if we need to put them in tutoring, if we need to help them, we have the ability to do that. Unfortunately, in our school system, we have a lot of kids who don't necessarily have that. They don't have the advocacy. I've spoken with several kids who've already told me that it's just, you just don't know what's going to happen from one night to the next. Those are the students that we want to make sure that we're providing advocacy for, and whether it's partnering with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, whether it's partnering with civic organizations, 100, the 100 men, black men organization, whether it's partnering with community organizations, that's the way that you really roll that out. And it has to start with us. I told Cabinet today, and for many of our listeners, the cabinet members are, that's the executive team of members that report directly to the superintendent, that it starts with us. Mm-hmm. We have to be the advocates. We have to lead by example. All of us have to take ownership, and we have to be the ones that start off with this mentoring, connecting with a couple of kids each. I know every year I work with two or three kids every year that I personally take ownership over and help them to get across that stage. And I plan on doing that when I start here. So does my wife.
Dr. Mark Bedell, the new school superintendent of Kansas City, Missouri Public Schools, is my guest. Sam, go ahead.
Your wife is an attorney, correct?
That's correct.
I had a chance. I just spoke with her briefly when you were here to address the community. And I have no doubt that if she wants to stay here, then the family will probably stay here. I do want to we talked about this at the news conference, and that is the growing charter school movement. Right now, Kansas City Public Schools captures about 50% of the students who reside within its boundaries. You really see Kansas City Public Schools in competition, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but in competition with these charter schools that are springing up.
I see it as charter schools have a job to do. That job is to secure as many students as possible so that they can continue to operate and they're able to provide unique services that parents feel that the public school system is not able to provide. My job is that we want kids to attend the Kansas City public school system. So my job is to go out and advocate for this school system and to give our parents a reason to believe that when their kids come into our school system, that the opportunities for kids to be successful, for us to meet the needs on all three indicators, academically, socially, and emotionally, that we have evidence and we have systems in place to meet the needs of students, and that parents can feel comfortable that their kids will be able to thrive in this learning environment that we're working to put in place in the school system. So in my mind, I believe in student choice. Let's be very clear. I don't have a problem with student choice. It's just that when it's at the demise of the school system that I'm over, then absolutely there's a competitive piece there that I have to fight and I have to advocate and I have to convince people that the public school system is one that will be able to meet the needs of your kids. And here's the recipe and here's the plan for how we plan on doing that. We will be able to determine that as I'm going through my first 100 days and I'm meeting with various community, meeting with various entities of the parents, those who are connected and those who aren't connected, mm-hmm. To ask them and to find out what is it that we need to do.
You know, your former boss, Mark, Baltimore County School Superintendent Dallas Dance, apparently is a big fan. He said this when you were hired: "This is a great loss for us, but a big gain for Kansas City. This is the second district I've worked in with Mark, and I will tell you, you will not find anyone more focused, more passionate, more centered on student achievement." Pretty high praise.
It is. He saw something in me several years ago when they moved to Houston. The new superintendent came in, Terry Greer,
yeah,
who is well known around this country as an innovative leader. And they came and visited my campus as a high school principal. We had turned a failing campus completely around in 3 years. And it was nothing but just being innovative and doing things differently. Most importantly, it was because the kids, I loved on those kids in a way that they, in the past couple of years, probably have not seen.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I got kids who didn't believe to believe. I found a way to motivate these kids to do more than what they thought they could do. I found a way to engage teachers in a way where teachers felt that I was an authentic leader. I led by example. I wasn't afraid to get into the trenches. And most importantly, I was not afraid to share my story. Mm-hmm. I was not afraid to tell these kids what I've gone through and why, regardless of how many mistakes you've made in the past, that you can overcome those mistakes.
You know, you also had raised the Baltimore District's graduation rate, Mark, from 82% to 89% in 4 years. You said this, achievement gap, we don't have an achievement gap for graduation by race in our district, and that's because of Mark. This is what Dallas Dance said. The community will be engaged with him. The students will know who Mark is. Why did the graduation rate out there increase the way it did?
One, as a high school principal, that was one of the major areas of focus. As Sam stated earlier, I'm the only one out of 8 to graduate from high school. So my body of work around school culture and school climate as a researcher really was centered around improving the educational outcomes for kids who are marginalized, for kids who have experienced some form of oppression, whether it's through poverty, whether it's through some type of physical abuse, verbal abuse, whether it's through some type of neglect. And what I was able to do was to put a system in place as a high school principal where we knocked on doors. What we called it was reach out to dropouts, and then we eventually moved it to reach out to grads within. So kids who were close to graduating, whether they were close or not, we knocked on doors, we put a system in place, and then we provided supports. When I came into Baltimore County, that was the first thing that my superintendent, Dallas Dance, charged me with,
mm-hmm.
was I need you to put in place a dropout prevention plan, a systematic approach to it. So we did that, and we had a significant jump in the first year. We jumped from 83% to a little bit over 86% in the first year.
Wow.
And while doing that, basically, we've eradicated the achievement gap between our highest performance subgroup and our lowest performance subgroup. We have probably the second or third highest graduation rate in the country for African-American males. Now, where I come from in Rochester, New York, I could tell you in my dissertation, the Schott Foundation did a study in Rochester, New York a few years back, only 9% of their males graduated.
Wow.
And I know that's true because there's 8 of us. I have 2 sisters and 6 brothers. I mean, I have 2 sisters and 5 brothers. All of them. None of them made it past the 9th grade. So this has been going on for a long time in a lot of these urban school systems around the country. But part of it is having an intentional focus and working with kids in a way where they know that they have advocates. They have somebody that they can look to that can offer them a different perspective and that's willing to go above and beyond to help these kids meet their goals.
You know, I know you've got a scoop, but I got to ask you, I know you played college ball, and I'm wondering how your jump shot is, and I'm also wondering if you can take Sam Zeff one-on-one still, or how does that look, Mark?
So, you know how, this is part of the reason why I connect well with a lot of students.
You can still shoot.
It's because of basketball, honestly.
I bet.
Honestly.
I believe it.
I've helped people obtain jobs in Baltimore County just from playing basketball. Youngsters who've graduated from college and had an interest. One young man recently received a job at one of our elementary schools, and that was through us meeting and playing together in the gym. I play a lot. I was in a 30 and up league, and I just finished.
But can you take Sam Zeff?
I just want to say that
you haven't answered that question.
I don't
yet.
Because I don't know his skill set.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say two things.
It's remarkable, just for the record. It's
okay.
Remarkable.
One, I went to Kansas, so I know basketball. but more importantly, I believe Mark could take me if he had 2 broken legs.
Yeah. Well, Mark Bedell, everyone here in town's wishing you all the best. Best of luck. Come back and visit occasionally and let us know how it's going, okay?
Thank you. I'm looking forward to this opportunity, and I want to really express to the community that what you've been reading in the newspapers, what you've heard about me, what I will do is prove it to you. I will prove to you that I'm this authentic person, this individual who genuinely cares, I believe in accountability. I believe that we have to hold our staff accountable. We have to hold our students accountable. And I don't believe in us. I just don't like this ideal of school systems around the country pushing kids through, because it sets them up for failure when they graduate from high school. So we want to make sure that we have accountability, and that's through raising expectations, having high expectations, and really getting our kids to believe that through hard work and effort, regardless of where they come from, zip code shouldn't matter. You can, the equalizer in this city is you taking advantage of this free public education.
That's Dr. Mark Bedell. He's the new superintendent of Kansas City, Missouri Public Schools. Again, thanks very much, Mark. Sam, thank you very much.